How are you when you get sick? When you're not feeling well, you're not going to work, you're taking time off, you don't want to talk to anybody, you definitely don't want to work. How do you still become productive during this time? Stick around, I've got the secret for you after this.
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
Okay, so I thought of this topic because I was not feeling well last week. And I had a sinus headache. My head was throbbing. I felt like I was dizzy. I did not go to work. And I didn't know what to do. You know, I kind of like a little bit of a big baby when I get sick, when I'm not feeling 100%, because I know what I'm capable of when I'm at 100%. So if I'm less than that, then, you know, I don't feel like I'm producing my A game, my best self. So what did I do to make myself get through that period? Here we are, we're entering the winter season, and winter, it's gonna get cold. Maybe we catch a cold, you know, the weather's changing. So, you know, there's a chance for us to not feel well, take time off, you know, all of those things. So perfect season for us to dive into. How do we take advantage of those times when we're not feeling well? So when I say not feeling well, I mean, you're not going to work. You don't want to talk to anybody. You don't want to look at anybody, right? You want to basically, you know, stay home. And so whether it's curled up, you know, in bed and sleeping, I know for me, again, you know, sleep is usually the best medicine, or at least rest. So while you're resting, what is it that you can do to get through that period, right? I hate to say being productive, but kind of being productive, because you still have a lot of time and you should take advantage of that time. All right, so here we go. Number one, something, there's five, by the way. Number one, something that you can read. So I know, I don't know about you, but I have a whole stack of books, magazines, things that are on my nightstand that I don't read enough of. So it could be some self-help books, it could be sci-fi, right? It could be whatever it is, whatever it is about, you know, history, about technology, about, you know, the future, I don't know. So reading is usually a good thing to do, especially if you're really in bed and, you know, you've got your tea and, you know, all those things. I enjoy reading in bed, because then sometimes reading gets you a little bit tired, maybe drowsy, and then you can fall asleep when you're already in bed. So find some stuff, right? Maybe it's on your iPad or a Kindle or even a book on tape. I don't know, whatever it is, something that you can really distract yourself more than anything, so that you're not thinking about how shitty you feel. And so you try to spin it, you know, in some kind of a positive way. So that's number one, reading, self-help stuff. Okay, number two is family, bonding time. Things that you can make your family stronger. Maybe if you do have enough energy to pick up the phone, you can call, you know, some friends or family that you never have time to call and just say, hi, you know, I was thinking about you, you know, how are you? You know, and don't turn it into a pity party, right? Don't turn it into, how are you doing? Oh, you're good. Oh, I'm not good. I'm sick. I feel horrible, blah, 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 right? Don't turn the whole conversation into you and your drama, right? The reason for this is for you to reach out and connect with people you love, you care about, and ask them how they are doing, right? And then maybe at the end of the conversation, maybe you can circle back with, yeah, I haven't been feeling well the last couple of days, and, you know, I'm taking a couple of days off of work, right? Save it for the end. So reach out to people that you have always mean to. Pull out your phone, scroll through your favorites or however it is you have it set up to people that you care about you haven't talked to in a while. That's always a good way to use that time a little bit more wisely. Okay? Number three. I know it's not going to sound good, but something at work, something that you could be doing at work, you should be doing at work, maybe it's some systems, maybe it's a deadline, maybe you have stuff to do, something work-related, because you are at home and you're not at work, so what can you do during this time so that when you eventually go back, right, whether it's 2 days or a week later, that you're not overwhelmed and you don't feel bogged down with all this stuff that you have to do, and then all of a sudden you become stressed, and then you get more sick, or you get sick again, right? That's the last thing you want. So I know for me and my business, with this and with real estate, we have a saying, you can work in your business, or you can work on your business. In your business is when you're doing the job. Right, and again, if you're in sales, you're making calls, you're going on appointments, you're writing contracts, whatever that looks like, that's in the business, right? You're interacting with others. Working on your business is more of like planning. It's more like you removed yourself from the trenches or the daily grind, and now you've elevated yourself to a mountain where you get to look down and kind of observe, right? What CRM are you using? How much money are you spending? Maybe look at your expenses. Maybe look at your income. Maybe look at like your day-to-day things that you're doing, your marketing or those type of things. If you can, you know, examine it, you know, investigate it. Is there a better way? Or if there's something that maybe there's something you are using currently that you like it but you don't love it and you want to explore, maybe there's something faster, stronger, and better out there. Or maybe it's the same thing, but cheaper. So, you know, again, I know it sounds like work, so don't spend a lot of time on it, but if you can be somewhat productive with that while laying in bed, right, while nursing yourself back to health, you know, again, I'm not saying all day, I'm saying you carve out 1 hour or two to do something like that, I believe it'll help you when you do get back into work, so that you can don't feel like you missed out on too much. Okay. What else? Number four. Okay, so your home lifestyle. So since you're at home, right, and and you've got all this time, and you're walking around the house, and you're like, oh yeah, I need to change that light bulb. Oh yeah, that faucet is still leaking, or I wanted to change that, or, you know, the furniture. Maybe you want to change the furniture. Maybe it's old. Maybe it's dirty. Maybe things need to be taken care of. Maybe you want to buy a new plant. You know, how can you spruce up your home to make it more comfortable, more inviting? And I think that's one thing we learned since COVID, since most of us have been spending more time at home, is examining, right, how we live and what we want our home life to look like so it's more comfortable and just, you know, overall more aesthetically pleasing. So maybe you want to change some art. Maybe you wanted to, you know, again, whatever it looks like in your home. So take a look around, walk around, maybe make a list. Even if you don't have the energy to do it right now, maybe just make a list of, okay, these are the things that we want to get done in the near future. So that's always good. And then number five, which to me is my favorite actually, and you devote enough time to this one, and that is just watching movies, binge watching one of your favorite shows. And that's kind of got me through last week when I wasn't feeling well. I did the other stuff. I did 1 through 4, but I really did a lot of number 5 because it's soothing for me. For me, it's soothing. I get to unplug and just really disconnect and really go into my little cave and, you know, grab my pillow and really just be by myself, light some candles in the dark. And to me, there's nothing more valuable than that. I get rest. I feel, you know, just hibernating, right? It's kind of like a little hibernation. And I have some shows right now that I'm into, and they're very stimulating, and, you know, it's really helps me to think about life and, you know, different capacities. So there's nothing wrong with that, okay? You can tell people, Ricky said, I should just do nothing but watch television, watch sports, I don't know, watch movies, whatever that is, because I can tell you firsthand that is very rewarding and it does help you to get to the other side, I believe, a little faster when you can just totally unplug and take care of yourself, right? That's your, whatever it is, your mental health, your physical health, take meds. For me, I overtake meds because I just want to get knocked out. I want to kind of like whatever it is, if it's a little, again, I had some sinus congestion. And so I ended up having a sinus infection, actually. And so I had to go get some meds, nasal spray, antibiotics, and, you know, thank God I feel better. So, all right, so there's your 5 steps to taking advantage of sick time or when you're not feeling your best. You know, how can you utilize that to make your life a better place while getting the rest that you definitely need and that you deserve. All right? Get out there, make it a great day, and touch people's lives in a positive way.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.